entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
One, two, three, four.
Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. And joining us is our very special guest, author and activist, I should say award-winning author and activist, Frosty Woolridge. And Frosty's went into the break. I posed the question about the danger from the cartels and what our future will look like if our authorities don't take appropriate action.
Well, you know, I've been very much on the border and watched the drug cartels. I worked with John Slagle, a 30-year veteran on the U.S. border, also Gunny McCann. And I got to see the drug routes from Arica there. I traveled almost the entire border. I got to see where Chris Eagley, the U.S. National Park Ranger, was killed. I know his parents, Bob and Bonnie Eagley. And the great tragedy here is that the last four presidents simply have not enforced the laws. They haven't enforced them internally. And as you all know now, MS-13 gang members and, of course, all of the other drug cartels are shipping somewhere around $75 billion and $100 billion into this country worth of drugs every year. And my brother Howard, who is a retired police officer, and you might want to have him on your show at some point, you go to www.citizensagainstprohibition.org, and that particular website is where my brother Howard works to get these prohibition laws changed to stop this useless 40-year war on drugs. And here are the reasons. First of all, I could go. I have nothing to do with drugs. I don't even drink, so I'm just not that kind of a person. In fact, I just rode my bicycle 40 miles today and did 4,000 vertical feet here in the Rocky Mountains. That's my high. But a lot of people like to get high in alternative universes. So they do drugs. We have, because of the 40-year war on drugs, we've still got. I could go score drugs right now downtown Larimer Square of 16th Street Mall in Denver, Colorado, in a heartbeat. And any kid can do the same. But here's the caveat, folks: we're building more prisons than we're building colleges. We have put 37 million Americans into jail for smoking a doobie, you know, getting high or whatever they choose, their drug of choice. And what is so amazing about the demon of drugs is that we have more alcohol kills more people in America every year than all other illegal drugs combined. About 15,000 to 17,000 get killed on the highways with booze every year. That we've got 200,000 prescription drugs kill Americans that were prescribed by doctors. But the reason that this drug war continues is because somebody's making a lot of money on both sides of the border, and that's why you don't see it stop. Because we could stop the drug war. I mean, any president could stop the drug war by taking 30,000 U.S. troops from the DMZ zone there in South Korea and putting them on the 1,952-mile border from Brownsville, Texas, all the way to San Diego. We would stop the drug deal within 30 days. I mean, point blank, stop it. We'd also stop illegal immigration. So what you have to understand from that reality is that our own government does not want to stop the war on drugs, doesn't want drugs to stop, and actually facilitates it and augments it so that it continues for 40 years. So a lot of people are making a lot of money, from jailers to police officers and double time, chasing everybody with a baggie, after going after drunk drivers and pedophiles.
We're going to open up for calls, Frosty, and we come back from the break. I'm going to ask you to expand on that idea with the prisons as well, because they're increasingly privatized, and you're right, people are getting greased. Stay tuned. More with Frosty on the other side of these messages.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function, and you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Out of the way. I'm afraid it's already here. Well, if you're ever away from your favorite radio station, you can still catch the Common Sense Show and all the other programming here on RBN on the net at www.republicbroadcasting.org and simply click the Listen Live button. Our very special guest this evening is Frosty Woolridge, and we're going to squeeze in a couple of your calls and then get back to some important points with Frosty. 1-800-313-9443 is the number to call to be a part of the show. And let's go to Kentucky and welcome Roger to the Common Sense Show. Hi, Roger. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call. I have two questions. Mr. Woolridge, first of all, are you aware of the plans to build the unmanned border crossing from Boquilla del Carmen into the Big Bend National Park, where I think they're currently inconvenienced by having to wade across?
I've heard a little bit about that. They're trying all sorts of different methods. And the reality is this, and I'm glad you asked that question. The reality is this. If the American government, if the Congress of the United States, if the president himself would simply and methodically, if I were president, I would simply and methodically engage the ICE and have ICE start in Maine, if you will. Just start in Maine. Or start in various different states and enforce the Social Security law, enforce the employment law, and I guarantee you this, if you go after some employers like Chipotle's president or McDonald's president or Marriott or La Quinta or any of restaurants, hotels and restaurants, that are employing illegal aliens, and you start fining him up to $10,000 per illegal and up to 5 years in prison, and you arrest them and you shackle them and you prosecute them and you jail them, you would see the exodus of a 90-plus percent of illegal aliens out of this country within months simply by enforcing the internal laws. It's a waste of time to build fences. It's a waste of time to not be able to patrol them. But if you wanted to get those borders protected, we've got 572,000 military personnel in 700 bases around the world in over 100 countries doing absolutely nothing but twiddling their thumbs. And when we could just put, like I say, 30,000 combat troops, Marines, personally, my father was a Marine. I'm ex-Army myself, but you put that 30,000 Marines on the border there for 1,952 miles, I guarantee you, you wouldn't have to have anything else because you would stop the illegal crossings and you would stop the drug trade in its tracks within 30 days. So those are the three simplest things to do. Enforce the internal immigration employment laws, throw a couple of dudes into jail, and the problem would be solved very quickly.
My second question is with regard to the honor killings in America. Are the Muslims who perpetrate those being prosecuted and sent to prison?
Well, as a matter of fact, if you'll go to News with Views and look at my Chapter 6 at News with Views, my part 6 of that series, and I showed where it was a guy named Hassan. He was a Muslim in this country. He had three kids and a wife, and he was a producer in New York, and he was attempting to show the softer side of Islam. And unfortunately, his wife asked for this was a year ago. His wife asked for a divorce because of his brutality toward her. And he beheaded her, and he's now up for murder. And this was a year and a half ago. But then another guy killed his daughter Noor down in Phoenix, where Dave is. And
yes,
I think
exactly.
You remember this. He ran her over and killed the daughter and tried to kill the mother. And then we caught him on an airplane in New York City getting back over to Saudi Arabia, and he's now in jail awaiting. Thus far, these characters that I know of that have honor killings in this country have been arrested and are either serving life sentences or are in the process of being prosecuted, and they're going to jail.
Thanks for answering my question.
I'm waiting for the—oh, thank you, Roger. Thanks for your call. Rob Frosty, I shudder to think that someday the Justice Department's going to come down with their might and muscle and put pressure on the lower courts and the appeals courts not to prosecute honor killings.
This country is done. We're done. The rule of law will be done. I think it was George Washington said this is a country of laws and not men. If we become a country of men and not laws, United States of America, as we know it, will no longer exist.
Well, we are seeing that across the board. You raised an interesting point earlier that I wanted to go back and address a little bit further, and that was regarding the fact of we have a substantial prison population. We're number one in the world. We have over 2 million, and you're right, 70% of them are there for drug offenses. Most of those are minor. But it's a growth industry, Frosty. You talked about who's getting greased. Well, people in the prison industry are getting greased. People like the Bush family are huge players in the privatization of prisons. So there's your motive for turning your eyes the other way and letting these massive drug shipments come into the country.
Well, that's exactly right. For those of you who appreciate this, the 2.3 million Americans and actually foreigners are now in our local, federal, and state jails. They cost us about $2 billion in tax of monies every year to house them. That's about, I think it's $65 a day, about $35,000 to $40,000 per year minimum. I think up in some cases over $65,000 for each prisoner. but also 29%. You can go to CIS.org, that's Center for Immigration Studies, and also thesocialcontract.com, and you can validate these figures. 29, oh, and FAIRUS, F-A-I-R-U-S, that's the Federation for American Immigration Reform. You can go to those organizations, and it shows about 29% of all of the people that are housed in our prisons are illegal aliens that have committed some pretty heinous crimes.
Exactly. Let's go back out to the phones and welcome Jeb from Alabama. Hi, Jeb. You're on the Common Sense Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, guys. I have two comments to make about the immigration issue or about the border issue. One, I would like to say that everybody agrees that our southern border is porous and that millions of tons or thousands of tons of drugs are coming across the border and thousands of people are coming across the border monthly or daily or weekly or whatever the figures are.
Right.
Okay. Now, take that. If our government has no control over our southern border and somebody can get a ton of marijuana or a ton of cocaine or whatever across that border easily, what is stopping our so-called enemies that hate our freedoms from getting dirty bombs or chemical weapons across that border and hitting us hard? I think that we haven't been hit hard either. A, those people don't hate us the way we're told, or B, our government has more control over that border than what we're told. Secondly, your guest there, he stated that he would like to see the troops brought home from South Korea and put on the southern border. I think that is a dangerous line to cross. It's a slippery slope. There's a reason why American military is not allowed to operate inside our borders. And once we start allowing that, we will step across a line that I'm afraid couldn't be turned back. I don't think the answer to the drug war is putting American military troops on the border. We should just allow states to enforce the law or have the federal government enforce the law. I'm sure that there's plenty of Texans in the Texas National Guard that would volunteer for border duties, same with Arizona. Being from Alabama, we have the toughest immigration law in the country, and we have got caught hell. We've been told, you know, we've had the Mexican government sue us, several other Latin American governments sue us, the American Department of Justice sue us. So it's obvious that the federal government does not want this to be stopped, but I just do not think that using American military and American soil is the answer.
Comments? Well, you make very good points there, Jeb. And the one point, I just gave an example. 30,000 troops have been sitting there twiddling their thumbs in South Korea and the DMZ for the last 50 years at a cost of trillions of dollars to us. And they have their own army, but the point that I wanted to make is that nobody crossed. There hasn't been one North Korean that's crossed the DMZ in 50 years. We've got 572,000 military personnel in these 700 bases in 100 countries around the world. Couldn't we just bring home 30,000 of them and put them on the border to guard our own country? We guard the borders in Iraq. We guard the borders in Afghanistan. We guard the borders in Bosnia, for heaven's sakes.
Oh yeah,
we're guarding everybody's borders but our own. So as another opportunity, let's guard our own borders. And I was just using that as an example.
Let me interject this real quick here because
sure.
I think your point is well taken. You're talking about posse comitatus,
right,
and you
exactly.
think we'd have learned our lesson with the abuse of northern troops against southern people during the Reconstruction period, and that's why posse comitatus was passed. This new Senate bill, 1867, and Frost, I don't know if you know about it.
I do know about it.
It passed in the House. It's going to allow the president or whoever to jail American citizens for indefinite periods of time, and it's going to be the military that does it. So I think his point's well taken, but in defense of Frosty, he's talking about some form of law enforcement on the border could stop this nightmare overnight, and I think he's right about that.
Okay.
We're up against the break. We'll answer your other question. Jeb, thanks for calling. When we come back, we'll address the terrorist issue. And stay tuned, everybody. We'll be back with Frosty on the other side of these messages.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a 2-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
You're not careful, and you don't watch your step. This is where we're going to end up, America. Anyway, let's go back out to the phones and welcome Kevin from Texas. Hi, you're on with Frosty Woolridge.
Yes, thank you. Very interesting discussion I'm having. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine.
Okay,
Kevin, go ahead.
Okay. I don't think there'd be any problem in terms of Posse Comitatus with putting troops on our border, because we're talking about an international border. We're not talking about the border between Arizona and New Mexico. We're talking about, that would mean that we could not defend ourselves against another contiguous country if they started to attack us, if we couldn't put troops on our border. So I don't think that's what Posse Comitatus was meant to prevent. But my main point was I really have believed since I have been paying attention to this issue, which has been for years, this immigration issue, that this whole thing seems to be a planned we're letting 90% of the immigrants that come into this country are from third world countries, and we're letting people in here that have absolutely no resources, can't read or write. Why would a country do that to itself? It doesn't make
Frosty?
Any sense.
Let's let Frosty answer that excellent question.
Well,
And really, Kevin, that's the question of our time. What and who is driving this thing? Well, 1965, the former and then late Teddy Kennedy, who was a drunk and a womanizer beyond anything Bill Clinton ever dreamed of or Tiger Woods, created and passed without any debate the Immigration Reform Act of 1965. And we were 193 million. I was just a kid back in high school back then. We had 100 to 150,000 would come into this country from European countries and very compatible religions and cultures for the most part. And then when he did that, all of a sudden it was 80-90% third world and people that had nothing to do with us, nothing in common, and it became the land of immigrants. Unfortunately, it added 100 million people to this country by 2008. We're now 312 million, and we're growing by 3.1 million per year, and by 2035, we'll hit 400 million. This is not if, folks. This is it's going to happen as long as we keep immigrating this huge number of people. And that's about 1.2 to 1.3 million legally every year, along with 800,000 right now on average, and then 900,000 of their babies. Comes out to around 3.1 million per year. We will hit that 400 million by 2035, and we will hit 438 million by 2050.
Well, and then when they get here, We encourage them. We don't. The average American doesn't, but the establishment encourages them. No, keep your language, keep your own religion, keep your own culture. That's absurd. The immigrants who came here back in the old days, they were encouraged to become Americans, to learn to speak English. But we do exactly the opposite. That's why I'm saying, it seems as though this was a plan that was hatched on top to break apart this country. I mean, the best way to break apart a country is to inject a lot of foreign elements in the country. Then you can never get together because everybody comes from a different, you know, everybody comes from a different mindset. And so that's what we're seeing. And, you know, there's been this story out there floating around about some Russian economist or whatever he was has a theory that the United States is going to break up into like seven different places or seven different countries. And I mean, I don't know if that's ever going to happen, but it does seem as though something is going to happen if we keep doing this.
Go ahead,
Rusty. I'm sorry.
Well, Kevin makes a very good point. As a matter of fact, Buchanan says, and I'm quoting, "Mexico is moving north. Ethnically, linguistically, and culturally, the verdict of 1848 is being overturned. Will this Mexican nation within a nation advance the goals of the Constitution to ensure domestic tranquility and make us a more perfect union, or have we imperiled our union?" Unquote. When you add all of these Mexicans to this country, and again, you're adding all this illiteracy and another language, you then have an appreciation that you then have the Muslims who have another, in Detroit right now, there are three choices for phone calls on recorders. Press one for Arabic, two for Spanish, and three for English. So this thing is coming very fast. And, of course, it was Teddy Roosevelt who said back in 1908, and I'm quoting him, he was President Teddy Roosevelt, "The one absolutely certain way of bringing this nation to ruin or preventing all possibility of its continuing to be a nation at all would be to permit it to become a tangle of squabbling nationalities and languages," unquote.
Exactly.
We are well on our way to becoming a tangle of squabbling nationalities that have nothing in common. And who is driving this thing? Who's allowing it? The U.S. Congress, but also
exactly.
The apathy of the American people simply
exactly.
haven't done anything to stop it, and that's why this massive immigration flooding of our country legally is continuing.
And I would
right
add
now.
The Wall Street globalists. I'll be back.
You got
with
it.
Frosty.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For the call, and we'll come back after this break in 3 minutes.
And it's time to
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Our special guest this evening is Frosty Woolridge. And Frosty, I suspect that you wouldn't be speaking with quite the conviction you are if people from south of our border, wherever people come from here illegally, came in an Ellis Island type of fashion, regulated, learned the language, came in reasonable numbers, and demonstrated some rudimentary knowledge of history and our Constitution, as many of our forefathers had to do.
That's correct. If these people that came into our country in reasonable numbers, as I've said, 100,000 per year, because, and why do I pick that number? That's how many people egress the country every year, so we could have a stable, sustainable population instead of one that's going to hit another 138 million in the next 40 years, 39 years, actually. And then that we don't have hyphenated Americans. I never, ever call myself a German, Swedish American. That is so alien to me. I am an American. I bleed red, white, and blue. I'm a service brat. I lived on a base with my father as a U.S. Marine my whole life. I stand at attention when the flag goes up in the morning and the flag goes down at night. I stand at attention, and I am thankful to the depth of my soul to be an American citizen at a football, a basketball, a baseball game when the national anthem plays and the flag goes up. But we no longer have that kind of pride in our country because we have so many people that, first of all, never served in the military. They have no concern or care or even appreciation for what freedom really takes. We sit here and look at Tunisia. We look at We look at Egypt. We look at all of these other countries like Libya where people are fighting for their freedom. In this country, we just take it for granted. But yes, it's not to be taken for granted because it's rare. If you look at much of Africa, if you look at the ability to express yourself in South America or certainly in Mexico or Indonesia or China or India or Bangladesh, many of the countries I've gone to, there is no such thing as freedom. You don't have the freedom to be educated. You don't have the freedom of choosing a job. You don't have the freedom to express yourself because you'll be crushed by the communist forces, the dictatorial forces, by the religious forces. Here in this country, you can believe anything you want. You can be a Protestant, a Catholic, a Muslim. You can be a Krishna, a Buddhist. You can be a Confucius. You can be an agnostic, an atheist. Nobody bugs you. You can't do that in places like Saudi Arabia or Afghanistan, Iraq. You will be forced into a religious concept. And if you're a woman, you'll be subjugated to horrible, horrible practices and rituals from those countries. And so this country, I'm amazed that anybody comes here and would call themselves a Pakistani-American or an Afghanistani-American or a Libyan-American or whatever they call themselves. They should be getting down on their knees and thankful that they're an American, and I would have no problem with that, but I certainly don't particularly care for all these people that want to separate themselves from what it is to be an American.
Well, I think it's a globalist concept from people trying to dilute nationality, and they're trying to get us to lose our heritage of who we are and dilute what we truly should be and what we have been. How do you answer the charges, Frosty, that your views are racist? Now, I find the allegation comical, but many people who refute these ideas obviously would play the race card.
They always play the race card, and I've been called a racist and a xenophobe and a nativist, but just please remember this. I have always and forever been against illegal immigration. I have, that means I'm against rape. I'm against killing. I'm against child molestation. I'm against bank robbery. I'm against anything that is illegal. How does that make you a racist? As far as legal immigration, I welcome those who come here legally, and I would like to, and I'm working to reduce their numbers so that we don't have that 3.1 million coming in every year, so that we can balance our population with the carrying capacity of America, so that all of us, black, white, brown, red, yellow, can live sustainable lives where we can express ourselves, that we can work the jobs we want to work, that we can get educations, that we have a balance with nature so that all of the natural world can function, and so that we can all function as human beings as well as all the rest of the creatures on the planet. That is my goal, is to have a sustainable future, not only for the immigrants, but for Americans and the animals and the whole natural world. If people can make all of that into racism, then I'm sorry, they're on a different planet than I'm on.
Well, they suffer from agendism, Frosty. I think they have an agenda. Let's go back out to the phones and welcome Michael from New York. Hi, Michael. Thanks for calling the Common Sense Show.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for taking my call. And, Frosty, great to hear you again.
Thank you.
And you guys are spot on everything. And obviously, that's the attack they'll always use, the enemy, the United States, and freedom. That's the line they always use. Instead of just, hey, I'm an American. I'm not racist. I'm just an American defending and trying to protect the American culture I inherited. And it's something that we as Americans should be proud of, in the sense that no other country really has had as much freedom, even though we haven't grown up with half the amount of freedom that our great grandparents had when they grew up here, or our grandparents. And but guys, you know, the bottom line is it's very obvious we're under attack, and it's all treason coming out of our government. And Dave, like you said, they're controlled by the globalists, the Rockefeller gangster cartel. And United States would be like a pure glass of water, and then you start adding a little sand. You got a glass of water with a little sand. Add a little more sand, you have a glass of water with a little bit more sand. Eventually, if you keep pouring sand in, the water's all gone. You have a glass of sand. So they are just simply diluting the American people through this invasion. That's one form of the attack. while they dumb us down through the media they control. They never highlight these issues like you gentlemen are covering so perfectly well. Unfortunately, most Americans are sleeping, literally. And, you know, it's incredible. Like you said, they're apathetic. They don't even care. Their own destruction, they're allowing their own destruction by allowing their government to be committing all this treason. And what's really incredible, guys, is, you know, the Muslims coming in here in the droves. At the same time, our military is over there used by these globalists, busting their doors down, taking whatever kind of culture or civil lifestyle they had there. They're shutting that right down. Naturally, they're going to hate us, and they're letting them come in here. Obviously, they want some kind of confrontation, a religious war, anything to set off a mayhem and more chaos so they can declare martial law.
Yeah, Michael, you're absolutely right. It's called divide and conquer. And your statement's very well said. I want to get Frosty's reaction to a couple things, but thanks for your call, Michael. Well said. Frosty, one of the things that Michael really hit on there that I think he's absolutely right on the money is the divide-and-conquer aspect that really underlies this whole immigration issue.
As a matter of fact, Buchanan said it exactly in his book, Suicide of a Superpower. As a matter of fact, both his book, Suicide of a Superpower, my book, America on the Brink, the next added 100 million Americans, along with Immigration's Unarmed Invasion, Deadly Consequences, all three of those books show exactly what Michael was just saying, and he said it all, that we are being simply diluted. We are being impregnated with the seeds of our own destruction, and whether it's your own congressman who does do nothing, your own senators, I mean, my senators, Mark Udall and Michael Bennett, are absolutely worthless. They will not stand for the American, pardon me. They won't
That's okay,
stand
let
for
me
the
say
American
this
West.
To you. I agree with you. We have John McCain okay. here, Frosty, so imagine what we're suffering under.
Well, exactly, and John McCain's been a useless the senator for 30 years now. He hasn't stood for the Constitution. He's just been... He spent $21 million to get reelected, reelected to do the worst job possible, which he's done for all these 30-plus years. He was there at the 86th signing of the immigration amnesty by Ronald Reagan, and he it was going to protect the borders and did absolutely nothing. And then he sits there, and he goes back, and the people are so stupid. The one founding father mistake of the founding fathers was to not put in term limits. There should have been a maximum of 10 or 12 years or whatever, but get these bums, these old men, these old thinkers out of there. They're just, they're not fresh blood. They're not fresh thinking, and they're so into the good old boy network that the Congress is corrupt, and guys like John McCain or Mark Udall or Michael Bennett here in Colorado, they are corrupt. They're not doing anything for the American people. And yet the American people keep voting these morons back into office, and now you see what we have. We have insourcing and offshoring and outsourcing of jobs, $700 billion a year in trade deficits. We owe China $1.3 billion in T-bills. We have no more manufacturing left in our country. We've allowed our own car manufacturers to be destroyed by foreign competition that has just completely wiped us out. And we've got all these Americans that are not are without a job, the home foreclosures and the whole thing. As Michael said, we're really screwing ourselves, but our own senators and congressmen are screwing us, and they're doing it legally, and yet we keep electing them back into office. And we're simply not going to last much longer, and we are going to see tremendous. Why would we want to, you know, bring so much tension into our country with why would Muslims want to come into this country when we know they're completely incompatible with our Christian nation and our culture and our women's rights? Well, they have an agenda, and they have a very powerful agenda, and the same thing with the Mexicans. They want to take back the four border states at the very minimum, and we're letting them do it. And so we're going to pay a severe price. In fact, Thomas Chittum wrote a book called Civil War II, The Coming Breakup of America. I actually interviewed him. I have his book right here. And he talks about the fact that we are simply balkanizing ourselves and literally separating ourselves linguistically and culturally. And, of course, when you start talking about the numbers, you're talking about ecological footprint. You're talking about species extinction. You're talking about language and education. We're not going to survive this thing. And so, as I said, I hope everyone listening is a member of numbersusa.org. You're part of the phone calling crew. You're part of the faxing of the pre-written letters. Because if we don't stop mass immigration, the United States of America is going to be, you're going to see more limitations on your freedom. You're going to, as 100 million hits, and then 138 million, then 150, then 200 and 300 million, our kids, the child born today, will see this country's population grow from 312 million to 600 million within the lifetime of a child born today. You'll have to get lottery tickets to get into our national parks. You'll have to, the energy crisis, the carbon footprint crisis, the ecological footprint, the quality of life is going to degrade far beyond what anybody understands right now. But I can tell you, having seen it in China and in India and in places like Mexico City, there's no way out once it hits. We'll all become what I call victims of a human Katrina, and it's not going to be pretty for any of us.
No, I agree. Let's try to squeeze in one more quick call before we find out how to get a copy of Frosty's latest book. Let's go to Arthur in Georgia. Hi, Arthur. You're on with Frosty Woolridge. Hello, Arthur. Are you there? Okay, we're not getting a response. So, Frosty, while we try to resurrect this call, tell everyone about how they can get to your website and how they can get a copy of your latest book, and feel free to talk about that for a moment.
Well, thank you, Dave. Ladies and gentlemen, you know, this book, America on the Brink, The Next Added 100 Million Americans, is about what's going to happen to us. And I researched it for 2 years, and I've also seen it from my world travels. And it's not a pretty picture. We're talking about California adding 1,700 people every day on their way to adding 20 million people within 30 years. The energy crisis we face, the water crisis, the food crisis that we're facing, the jam-packed highways, the inability to gain a job, the more immigrants, the lower your wages. You're talking about mass illiteracy. You're talking about not even being able to heat your home. We're talking about some very severe consequences, and that book will also give you solutions on a personal level, on a statewide level, and a national level. And so the key is to take action. The one thing about a republic is that it's not a spectator sport. You have to get involved. If you sit there and say that they won't do anything, then you need to get elected like the 85 Tea Party activists in the House of Representatives in the last election. We really clocked the Democrats and the liberals and said, hey, we're not going to take this anymore. It's important that Barack Obama gets tossed out of the White House because he's so useless. Well, my book shows you why, what's happening, and you can take positive action. My website, frostywoolridge.com. And again, this is not about race, creed, or color. I don't have time for race, creed, or color. I've taught in the inner city. I'm a volunteer ski instructor for the handicapped at Winter Park, Colorado for 20 years now. I teach all races, creeds, and colors. Just think, black people love me, brown people love me, orange people love me, because why? I care about human beings. I care about human life. I care about individuals. And so I obviously I'm a good person. But what I do and am struggling against is anything that's illegal. I'm trying to stand up for America, stand up for the American way of life, the American people, no matter what their race, creed, or color is. The key is that we as a civilization must strive to thrive here in the 21st century rather than degrade ourselves. And as a post note, for those of you who are looking for a great gift for Christmas, my latest book, it's on my Facebook, Frosty Woolridge, go to Facebook, it's called How to Live a Life of Adventure, The Art of Exploring the World, and the phone number to get a direct copy, it's cheap, it's just $16, is 1-888-280-7715. It's also, of course, on Amazon, it's in Barnes & Noble, but this book, if a little old Michigan farm boy milking cows at 15 can go travel the world and see the sights and have a fantastic life, I've shared all of my secrets and all my methods in that book. It's 361 pages long. It will inspire you. It will excite you. It will educate you. There are five concepts, six practices. You plug it in, and you too can live a fantastic life, one that you choose and one that really benefits you. And how to live a life of adventure, the art of exploring the world. You know, get it as a Christmas gift, but I guarantee you, you will have a lot of fun and you'll have a great life, and I'm sharing all those secrets with you, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Well, that's much appreciated. Arthur has called back, and so, Arthur, we got time for one quick question, and I'll let Frosty answer it, and you can listen off-air after the break.
Hey, actually, I'm on the line now. I'm no longer in Georgia. But anyway, I wanted to respond to...
Okay. Arthur, hold 1 second here. Not enough time there. We're going into the break. I'll hold you. We got time for one quick question or comment. Stay tuned, everybody. More on this topic and put a wrap on this interview after a word from our sponsors.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the break pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Stay tuned for Eric Schein immediately following our show. And make sure you tune in next Sunday, in which we welcome Aaron Ryan, as we'll be talking about the loss of water rights in the Northwest, the destruction of our dams by FEMA and the EPA, the loss of property rights courtesy of the EPA. And you're not going to want to miss this show because individual Americans are being picked off one at a time. Our special guest this evening has been Frosty Woolridge. We held over Arthur, and Arthur, you got time for one quick question for Frosty.
All right, on this immigration deal, two callers earlier brought up the topic of the Posse Comitatus 1878 law. My understanding is that Posse Comitatus only forbids the U.S. military from engaging in activities which directly involve civilian population. This means that, yes, they could be lined up along those borders. That is part of their job. However, let's keep in mind that nowhere in the Constitution does it call for a standing army. We, ladies and gentlemen, are the standing army. It's called the militia. Now, we shut down every base we've got in every country all around the world. We bring all of them folks home. We put them on our borders. You going to tell me our borders won't be secure?
I know that Frosty agrees with that, Arthur, and I want to thank you for your call. We're up against it, and we got to let you go. But very good points. I know Frosty agrees with bringing a lot of the troops home. Frosty, I want to give out your website again. It's www.frostywoolridge.com. And the phone number to call to order his latest in books is 888-280-7715. Final thought, Frosty?
Dave, thank you. We've had a very intelligent conversation for the last 2 hours. I just hope that I made sense. I'm American all the way through. I'm just an American boy, and what I say makes sense. If it makes sense, then take action, ladies and gentlemen, because we are all Americans. This is our country. The future is ours to direct, and the future is our children's, and everything we do now counts, and everything you don't do counts equally. So I ask you and I invite you to do something for the future of this country and your children, and then this 2 hours will be worthwhile. And, Dave, thank you. It's been an honor being with you, and love to come back.
Well, Frosty, we'll definitely have you back anytime you want, and thank you for being so gracious with your time on this Sunday evening.
You're most welcome, and I wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and let's all work toward a more positive America for all races, creeds, and colors, all Americans that want to be here in the United States of America and live a life of freedom and the pursuit of happiness.
Very well said, Frosty. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good night.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frosty Woolridge. Well, again, our guest next week will be Aaron Ryan. It'll be our last show of the year. Annie and I will be back on the 1st of January with a best of show. And as we mentioned earlier, on January 8th, we'll have Diana Hunter and a very special, powerful guest unveiling the evils of the Nature Conservancy. Annie, thanks so much for flying shotgun with us. I know you're exhausted from your travels. And you were kind of my silent partner tonight, but I appreciate you being there for the backup when we needed it. Annie had expressed to me earlier she just wanted to be the silent partner tonight, just in case. Well, Annie, we had the just in case.
Yes, we did, and I'm glad I was here, and 4 hours is a long time to do a talk show.
Oh, boy, is it ever. I've got a great appreciation for the guys who do this 5 days a week. Yeah, my head's spinning, and thanks again to Antonin for letting us guest host his fine show. And you can always catch Antonin's show that starts 2 hours prior to my show. And with that, we got to run, and we'll see you next week. Go out and have a great week. God bless. Thanks so much, Frosty.
Thank you.